Bobrovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC, live from the Sweet James Studios, deep behind the Orange Curtain. And everybody survived the holiday? Everybody doing well? I always think that 4th of July is a success if you've got all 10 fingers still attached. I mean, I know it depends on the city and the county, but most places you're not allowed any kind of fireworks. Too great of a fire danger. But then there's always that one guy in the neighborhood, right? That one house where they're shooting firecrackers off. I was in Utah yesterday, and I was watching the news during the day. And I guess the night before, somebody, a responsible homeowner had shot off some fireworks and just basically lit their whole neighbor's house on fire. The rocket just went the wrong direction. Because in Utah, you can get the real stuff. Not the pansy, you know, stuff we have here. But you get the rockets. I don't know all the terms, but apparently the really good stuff you get in Utah and states like that where they still have freedom. So you have the freedom to burn your neighbor's house down, which is what almost happened. The rocket basically went sideways, shot right into their rafters. And next thing you know, there are these, you know, 25-foot flames shooting from the house. So that kind of thing can happen. And even on my street, there's this one house where these, you know, they got teenagers. Anyway, they haul in some legit and probably highly illegal fireworks, and they do crazy stuff with it. Anyway, so if you've survived, you're lucky and everything's good. And again, it's the 4th of July, the best holiday. I love it. I love the red, white, and blue. I love seeing people out and about wearing all the colors of this great country and really enjoy it. Now, this weekend was not without news. Just because for most of us, it was 4 days off, fun in the sun, barbecues, get-togethers, family time. Yeah, it's one of these. Meanwhile in the world, the guy that shot off the biggest firecracker and unfortunately didn't lose any of his fingers is Kim Jong-un, Mop Top. So he's got a rocket now that can hit Alaska. This is a really big deal. Trump has fired off, not any rockets, but some tweets and suggesting, well, hey, China, you know, we gave you an opportunity to step up and be the adult in the room. And yet you continue to increase your trade with North Korea. We tried to use you. Now we're going to have to go about it our own way. And this is on the heels of some tweets that are very similar to this that went out last week. We're going to follow this very closely because I think what it means, and there's some real possibility here of a reaction, and it could even potentially be a military one. Now, remember, this is important. You've got McMaster. He's an establishment guy. But of course you've got the Secretary of Defense, Mad Dog Mattis, and this guy is a brilliant strategist. So if you are reading Trump's tweets and you're starting to feel a bit of panic in your gut, you're thinking here we go, World War III. I assure you, this is important. I assure you that Mattis is a strategic guy. He knows how to use leverage. He knows how to use diplomacy. He knows how to threaten epic amounts of force in order to avoid force entirely. And those are the discussions that are happening behind closed doors. It's almost, you know, I think that as the Trump White House matures, you're going to find a certain amount of bluster that comes from Trump, backed up by seriousness from his senior ranks. And in my opinion, Secretary Mattis, there is no better living military strategist. I mean, he is the great general of our time, and he's the guy in charge of the whole military apparatus. So don't panic. Mattis is not a warmonger. He's not going to just lead us into a conflict for the sake of, showing mop top who's boss. But he also understands the true danger of having a rogue, basically nuts regime with intercontinental ballistic missiles that can now be equipped with nuclear warheads, because we know that parallel to them shooting off these rockets, they're also doing nuclear tests. That's the big problem when you combine the nuclear capability together with the rocket, the delivery device. One without the other, you can still live with. But this is a problem, and it's a problem that affects us. So we're going to follow that closely. You would think, folks, you would think with this amount of serious stuff going on in the world, that CNN and the mainstream media would focus on it, would report it. And instead, we have, this is an emergency, a Sam Nation alert. I'm issuing this. If you have missed what's been going on with CNN, you're in for a treat. And if you have been following it, don't worry. I'm going to give you more than my 10 cents on it, because I am genuinely outraged by this. Outraged, yes. And also, I'm humored. I was at a loss for words. Yesterday, this began unfolding in the afternoon. You know what? This all has to do with Trump's tweet on July 2nd, where he puts out the GIF, which is an animated short video image that doesn't require any type of a player. You know, you'll see it online where you don't have to click play or anything. It just plays a short video on a loop. And apparently, okay, the GIF that he sent out, it's also pronounced GIF. I choose to pronounce it GIF, G-I-F. Trump tweets out this GIF of him back in, 2007? He did this promotion with WrestleMania with Vince McMahon. And he tackles, clotheslines Vince McMahon, throws out his arm, tackles him, tackles Vince McMahon. The part that's not on the GIF is then he straps Vince McMahon to a chair and shaves his head. And if you are poo-pooing this as being tremendously typical of Trump and unpresidential, happened, one, a long time ago, and two, it was all for charity, people. So just relax, okay? It was a setup. They're two showmen. They are doing this to promote WrestleMania, and Trump got a ton of money for his foundation for it. So there you go. Well, over the years, this video, especially as Trump has gotten into being a more visible and popular figure, vis-a-vis his campaign for president, this video has been altered in various ways to make funny points. And most recently, some guy out there on the internet, you know, regular private citizen Joe Schmo, takes the video and superimposes a logo, a CNN logo, covering the face of Vince McMahon. And it's funny because, you know, last week was not a particularly good week for CNN. We chronicled it here. Podcast is available if you need a refresher. SamNation.com. But the point was, look, Trump is tackling CNN, wrestling CNN to the ground and beating the crap out of CNN. And the pro-Trump people are looking at it, and it's hilarious. I weighed in on it when it happened because the initial reaction from CNN and from the mainstream media and from the whiny, nimby-pimby leftists out there was outrage. Trump is inciting violence against the good men and women of CNN. And I was mouth ajar. I literally, my mouth hung open. I wish you could see this. I'm demonstrating. I got people in the other room rubbing their eyes. This is how absurd it's getting. You're rubbing your eyes, right? I mean, it's absurd. So I'm looking at these reactions, mouth wide open, because it's just humor. Are you, this reaction, this is an assault on the media. Trump is advocating violence. This is unacceptable. Journalists are going to get beaten up. Journalists are going to get targeted. Journalists are going to be killed. Remember all the same stuff that happened last week, times 10. Okay, so I'm scratching my head. The reason my mouth is open is because these are the same people that are defending the Julius Caesar play in the park where actors are using, we find out later, real knives. They're as realistic as possible, killing Trump on stage. You got Kathy Griffin, you know, decapitating the president in a very realistic looking wax replica of Trump's head, blood coming out from everywhere. That's the joke, right? And I've been consistent. If you listen to the show, you know I'm consistent about this, which is, it's distasteful. It's not nice. I don't like it. But you know what? It's satire and it's covered by the freedom of speech. Thank goodness. And I don't want to get into the business of deciding what joke is in good taste and what joke is in bad taste. It's not my role. And it's certainly not the role of the government and the media of all people benefit from the First Amendment the most. This is the media. The First Amendment, in many respects, was written specifically to protect them. You cannot claim the cover and protection of the media, of the First Amendment, as a journalist. And then the next day turn around and cry about it. It doesn't work that way. But I want to develop this a step further because the reaction wasn't just umbrage. The reaction wasn't just an angry, fit of outrage over what this, you know, what Trump tweeted. This went a step further. And there's a guy. His name is Kaczynski, Andrew Kaczynski, and he's an investigative reporter at CNN. Now, by the way, if you're at CNN, you're an investigative reporter. Last week wasn't a great week for you, seeing as how three of your, you know, colleagues got S-canned, basically, for making up stories, you know, and sources for stories on Trump. So, eager to prove his bona fides as an investigative reporter, Mr. Kaczynski, of no relation to the Unabomber, I think, at least. Haven't investigated that myself, I just assume. Mr. Kaczynski decides he is going to find the source of this offensive gif, because he rightly concluded that it wasn't Trump himself who took the video and superimposed the image of CNN. Trump got it somewhere. Trump, lifted it from the internet. Well, sure enough, CNN, this guy, Kaczynski, finds the person who did it. And here's the thing. And I'll take you through it, and I'll show you exactly why I think that this it happened this way. But the long and the short of it is, CNN blackmailed a private citizen, threatened a private citizen by saying, "Hey, if you don't apologize, if you don't take this back, you've been a bad boy. You did something on the internet. This is threatening journalists. This is not nice." Mr. Internet user, if you don't apologize, we are going to reveal your identity. And apparently this person who, now CNN claims it's a grown-up, it's an adult. Some people online are claiming that it's a 15-year-old kid. I'll tell you, based on some of these responses and interactions, I mean, if CNN, if you did a funny video and CNN, you know, said, hey, you, if you don't apologize, I would tell them to go, you know, climb a tree. But, you know, maybe this guy works at a, you know, at a type of a company or a place. Maybe this guy works at a university where you're, you know, be very frowned upon if you made a pro-Trump gif or pro-Trump commentary of any kind. But I'll, you know, we got to take a break. But I want to, I'll play for you what CNN is saying about it, and then let's work this backwards. See what you think, because this is outrageous to me. This is outrageous. Yet another example of Trump derangement syndrome. Don't go anywhere.
Talk radio, talk radio.
790 KABC.
Making radio great again, Sam Rujofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC. So this internet user who created the video, the GIF image of Trump tackling Vince McMahon, but, you know, with the CNN logo superimposed over Vince McMahon's face, so it looked as if the president was tackling and taking down CNN. Funny, right? Because of everything that's going on in the news. CNN had a cow. One quick observation. Permit me. Don't you get the feeling this is overhyped? Oh my gosh, this is you. Now you're going to be targeting journalists and this is a horrible thing. And do you get the almost the impression that reporters and some of these mainstream journalists, they think of themselves as this protected class? I remember when we were talking about a story about some anonymous sourcing. So a while back, and it had to do with holding classified information that had been, you know, that had been leaked out. And somebody on CNN, and maybe producer Robbie can refresh my memory, but somebody on CNN actually got up and said, well, now we're journalists. We are allowed to have this information, but you, the public, are not. Do you remember that? Chris Cuomo, the same dummy that's involved. It was Chris Cuomo. Well, of course, it's absurd because a journalist has no, I'm telling you, as an attorney, no state has, and certainly not on a federal level, has a special protection for journalists. You know, it's not like a journalist can have classified information while, you know, let's say you or I cannot. No such thing. But in their heads, they're special. That's critical to the story. Okay, so this guy, turns out he's on Reddit. And Reddit is a messaging board type of site where any user can go on and post content and other users can react to it. And it is, by and large, a free-for-all. I mean, it's like 4chan. It's the same thing. You go on there, you post stuff, people react to it. It is, in my opinion, exactly what the First Amendment intended. The free exchange of ideas. There's some moderators on there, but it's all user moderated. And there's a huge variety of stuff on there. There's people talking about, you know, things like gay sex all the way over to people talking about guns and America. And then you've got the Pepe the Frog memes on there. It's a free for all. Left, right, up, down, brown, white. It's who we are as a country. And most importantly, people are speaking their minds. First Amendment intended for ideas to rise and fall, to fail or succeed based on their marketability. And bad ideas fail on Reddit all the time. But it's a great thing. So this guy goes on Reddit. He posts the video. Trump takes the video, tweets it out to 32 million people, and CNN has a cow. Well, here is, so CNN found the guy. Andrew Kaczynski finds the guy, tracks him down, demands an apology. The guy gives an apology. And here is Chris the Loser Cuomo talking about the apology and how it's a great thing. Have a listen to this condescension.
The reason that I think this is so notable, Chris Saliza, is because this is a very full-throated, I think, genuine, honest apology. He has also asked that we not reveal his name or whereabouts, and we at CNN are honoring that because he's apologized and he thinks that he would then be in danger and at risk if other people knew his name. We get it. We understand that. So I don't know. I just think that this is just a very interesting addendum to this whole story.
Now, I got to apologize. This is Allison Camaretta talking, and it's on Chris Cuomo. So he's there, he's nodding, but it's not him speaking. Very interesting addendum to this whole story is what he said. He's apologized. Everything's good. Is this a thought crime? Is that what this is? Is that where we've gotten to? For 8 years, everything from the IRS scandal to Fast and Furious to the Iran deal, CNN didn't investigate crap. And now they're looking into some guy, be it he 15 or 45, doesn't matter to me, for putting up a satirical video. This is where the Trump derangement syndrome has gotten CNN. They're digging their own grave. Okay, I got more thoughts on this. We're out of time. John Wolf up next with the news.
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Live from an undisclosed location on the right side of the orange curtain, Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Okay, it's Wednesday, but it feels like a Monday, right? You're coming back from a long weekend. Did you get it moving? Did you get back into the groove of it? It's always I've talked about this before. We always have a Monday morning meeting. Every time after a weekend is start every week with it, get people's minds in the game. And we do a little sharing and then we talk about things that we need to accomplish for the week. We do it with the whole company, the whole firm. And, we'll call it a Monday morning meeting, even if it's on a Wednesday morning. So we had one of those today. Everybody was just a little subdued. You could tell there were a lot of hot dogs yesterday, a lot of hamburgers, a lot of good potato salad, and also probably a lot of good beer. So people came in today a little slow, but by the end of the day, we got it moving. So I'm hoping that was the case for you. Okay, you know who needs to get it moving is CNN. And why am I talking about CNN? Because my entire life growing up, you know this, you're in the same boat. CNN was the cable news program. I mean, Fox is a Johnny come lately. MSNBC, you know, the same. I mean, CNN is the most trusted name in news, and they're international. I had a conversation with somebody, this got to be like maybe 7 years ago. And I was, at the time, a big defender of Fox News because they were doing gangbuster things. They had Roger Ailes. They're smart people doing great things over there. And I said, you know, Fox News, they're the ones who are going to take over. And this guy looked at me, and he's a little older than me, but a smart guy. And he looks at me, he goes, what are you talking about? Fox, and this was interesting because I was ready to fight him on this. But the point he made is CNN is everywhere. You cannot, any airport you go into, any hotel, any international destination, I don't care if you're in Kuala Lumpur, you're in Hong Kong, you're in Abu Dhabi, you're in Paris. You turn on the TV and there's going to be CNN International or some CNN channel there. He's right. It's a network that dominates English-speaking news internationally. And they are this brain dead to the point that they're hunting down some goofball, whatever, I don't care, private citizen who on Reddit posts a video that the president tweets out, hearty har har, it was funny, get over yourselves, it's a joke. You're hypocrites, by the way, all you mainstream media types. You're plain and simple hypocrites. If you're criticizing this silly video of Trump knocking over Vince McMahon, you know, who's been changed to look like CNN, and at the same time defending Kathy Griffin or defending the Julius Caesar play in Central Park where Trump gets violently assassinated. And so you've got, so this guy, this Reddit user, this online guy who puts up this video. I think the last thing that CNN needed was to go after someone who is part of a community of people that looks out for its own, who have, we'll call it spare time, a lot of intelligence, a lot of resources. The people on Reddit, these are not, some of them are dummies. But I know a lot of really bright people in my industry, for example, who go on Reddit to do Q&A sessions, who go on Reddit to give and get information. And you know what CNN just did by going after this guy, making him give an apology and then threatening him? Oh, this is the best part. You know, they issued a statement. Andrew Kaczynski, the guy who found out who this guy was, because he's a private citizen who has issued an extensive statement of apology that showed his remorse, we're not going to publish his identity. And then, quote unquote, CNN reserves the right to publish his identity should any of that change. Sounds like a threat, doesn't it? This guy needs a lawyer. That's what I think. Colin Sweet James. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
You know, CNN's threat, their threat to reveal the identity of this private internet user who published the video that Trump then used for his tweet. There's a term for that. It's called doxing. To dox somebody, D-O-X, defined as the search for and the publishing of private or identifying information about a particular individual on the internet. And it usually implies malicious intent. Now, this could be, in fact, a huge privacy claim. I wasn't joking earlier when last segment, I said, you know, this guy might need a lawyer, might need Sweet James. And I talk about car accidents a lot here and dog bites and stuff like that, and that James certainly handles those kinds of cases. But breach of privacy, invasion of privacy, especially with malicious intent, he's handled those cases very successfully. And if you've got something like that, and if you're this guy, CNN comes after you because you dared make a joke. You know what? You do need a lawyer. And not only a lawyer, any lawyer, you need a great lawyer. And who is a great lawyer? Well, we know one. Good news. Sweet James Bergner, the one and only. Remember, Sweet James is the champion of the individual against the bigger evil guy out there who wants to smush you. Doesn't matter if it's an insurance company or a giant multi-billion dollar media company that's picking a fight with some guy working on his laptop in bed somewhere in Ohio. I don't know. But that person might need a lawyer. If you need a lawyer, 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. That's Sweet James' number. Keep it handy. Keep it in your hip pocket in case you or a loved one need somebody to fight for your rights. Also, remember his website, sweetjames.com. All right, Sam Rejofsky back behind the Sam Nation microphone doing God's work here tonight. CNN picked a fight with the entire internet. And it's because they believe their own stupidity. Tom Foreman here gave a little bit of an insight on this when he's talking to the lead with Jim Sciutto, who was filling in for Jake Tapper yesterday, discussing this Reddit user and where the president got this video, because it matters. Because if the president got the video on Reddit, well, that just opens a whole can of worms. And what worms are those, you wonder? Have a listen.
Jim, the White House will not say where the president got the video, but a senior White House official said today it was not from Reddit, which is a popular internet messaging board. The problem is we and other media outlets who have searched can't find any evidence of it existing anywhere but Reddit before the president picked it up. Now, why does that matter? Because if he got it from that source, a whole bunch of new questions about racism, bigotry, and violence come into play.
What a load of bull crap. Can you just believe me for a minute? I know maybe you don't always agree with me. Right now, I promise you, I am speaking from an absolute place of authority and truth on this. I use Reddit. Reddit has left wing, right wing, has every type of thing. People go on there for cooking recipes. Producer Robbie, I know for a fact, because he's a little weird and likes to cook meat in some sort of an immersion method that I think is called sous vide, but that's a French word, and we don't use French on this program because we love this country, unlike producer Robbie, who cooks his meat in water. I think they call that boy, I don't know, whatever. But where do you go for those recipes? On Reddit. To call Reddit. Now, yeah, there's racism on Reddit. Yeah, sure. But it's the internet. If you can't pick a fight with Reddit, and take the word Reddit out and just write the internet. For liberals, the idea of this world is one where it's regulated, where it's monitored. We, you and I, are children. We're going to be patronized and talked down to. The sandbox is a safe place. So why believe in Sweet James? Why believe in lawyers? This is we don't need the government regulating our lives down to the last detail. Let us do our thing. And if you hurt me, I've got a legal remedy against you. And let me fight it out. Let me go to court and sue your money. But I don't need you to protect me from mean people out there. But this is really about something greater. It's the media looking to protect itself from something. I'm going to explain that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Rarely wrong, always right. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, back and having more fun than I should even be allowed to have. I work all day, you know, and then I come here at night and I do this show and I love it. I love having this opportunity to talk with you. I do. So I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad we get to do this every night. Well, we get weekends off. So, you know, you do get a little bit of break from me. That's the silver lining to all of this. Wow, this... Final thought, I promise. Final thought on this whole controversy with CNN going after this Reddit user. CNN's intrepid reporters were keen to figure out where Trump got this video. And if it did, in fact, come from Reddit, as they suspected, they thought, as per Tom Foreman, whose clip I played last segment, it was important to CNN because Reddit is a place where racism and bigotry emanate from, and violence and all horrible things, you know, and it's basically a site that was established by the Klan. And this kind of thinking is just so backwards. Reddit is an open forum for all types of ideas. Good ones, bad ones, ones that don't matter to you but matter to somebody else. And it gets regulated almost by itself because somebody will put something outlandish there and then it gets shot down by 1,000 people that will go on and say that was really cruel and awful and you shouldn't do that, and somebody will defend it and somebody won't. That's how it works. Free exchange of ideas. But see, I think, in my opinion, the free exchange of ideas online is an existential threat to mainstream media. They want to be in control of what we are exposed to. They want to decide what is newsworthy. And in the era of old man Cronkite, that's what it was. You know, Cronkite would say, and people always say this, oh, remember in the days of Cronkite, Walter Cronkite, last great journalist, give me a break. literally kiss my rear end. Cronkite, Cronkite decided, got up in the morning, decided what his opinion was, and then was really good at making it sound like he was giving you the facts. He had an axe to grind, he had opinions, and he for sure, trust me on this, for sure, worked that into what news he presented and which news he didn't. Because that is honestly more powerful. The exclusion of certain information is more powerful than a tainted, opinionated commentary on the news. What the internet allows, what the internet has allowed in this country, okay? In this country where we have the First Amendment, an unregulated internet allows for no ideas to hide. You have to be okay with ideas that you don't like. If you're a Trump supporter, you have to be okay with that play in the park. You have to be okay with it. Hey, you don't have to. No, you have to be. You have to permit it. You have to allow it. You have to allow Kathy Griffin to do her stunt and then fall flat on her face. Her stunt failed. It was lame. It was stupid. It was but it failed. It wasn't disallowed. There was no monitor there that said, Kathy, what are you thinking? Don't do that. But in the media's world, they want Reddit out of business. They want 4chan out of business. They want Drudge out of business because they want to decide what you are going to see every day in the news. And even if you're on the left, even if you don't like Trump, this should scare you. It really ought to. All right, we'll talk more about North Korea tomorrow. I'm on the road. Report to you from Europe. Next stop, Sam Rogowski, over and out. We'll be right back.